52-47, the final score. UMass falling to Bethune-Cookman here in round one of this 2009 Men's MEAC Tournament here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Nick Anastas here with you on the Peninsula Orthopedics postgame show, joined here courtside by UMass head coach Frankie Allen. Coach, disappointing finish, but nonetheless, your players came in, I think, with the right mentality. They gave you, I think, 40 minutes of effort, but in the end, a young team could not find a way to prevail.
Your assessment's correct there, Nick. We just don't know how to win yet. And it's been a season where we've come close, especially with opponents like Bethune-Cookman. They're comparable to us. You know, we match up well. You know, we had two great battles with them, out of the three times that we played. And, we just couldn't come up with that one big play. We made some big plays, but then we do something, to negate the big play, unforced error, a letdown on the defensive assignment, it's a tough loss for us. Our kids were focused. They really wanted the game. They fought hard, but in the end, it was kind of the same ending to a lot of our games this year. And, I know it's just a tough pill to swallow because, as I told them, that there's no next game. I mean, now season's over, and so now we have to, just move on with the other things, for the players, going to class. They miss a lot of class time, academics. Then we'll have our conditioning program, skill development, weight strength and conditioning program. And for the coaching staff, recruiting, our recruiting will now take front and center, for the spring. So, Nick, just another tough game and a tough loss. And like I said, the kids, put a lot of energy and effort in it. But again, we just came up on the short end of the score.
In your assessment, how far or how much did this team progress from the beginning of the season in November until here in mid March on the final day of the season?
Well, I think if you take in the full body of work, we had some success. I mean, I wish we'd had a few more wins. We had an opportunity to win games, and we didn't. And so, as you try to put a measuring stick to our season, it was just one of inconsistency. I mean, we played well in spots, and today we played well in spurts. We did things, but we just couldn't have any consistent effort. We couldn't have we just didn't know how to sustain anything, and then maybe that's just a characteristic of a young team. And as a coach and our coaching staff, we have assessed, the players that we have. Even though we have young players, I think we need to find out, what's going to be the foundation of our program from these young players, what's going to be our nucleus, as we move forward. And so I think a lot of what we do in the off season is see how well we progress. I thought at times this year we made a lot of mental mistakes, and as we get into the final stages of the season, I see those same mistakes, and that's been a negative. But physically, I think we've gotten stronger from our strength and conditioning program, but we need to get much stronger. And I just think that that we're just going to be in a constant mode of assessing where we are, with the players that we have. And we're going to try to, plug in where we think we need immediate help with our recruiting. And then we're going to try to see if some of the players that we have, their dedication and commitment to getting better, see how their work habits are, in the off season.
All right, Coach, unfortunately, we are out of time. You're a wanted man. You've got other people to talk to, but we appreciate you taking the time out and joining us not only here tonight but all season long.
And, Nick, thank you. You did a great job of covering us, and Coach Bird, I enjoyed the conversations we had. Mm-hmm. Wish we'd have just had more conversations where I could be talking about a few more wins. Mm-hmm. But all in all, thank you guys, and look forward to next year.
That's right, Coach. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. That's Coach Frankie Allen joining us here on the Peninsula Orthopedics postgame show.